Good day and welcome to this week's edition of Insurance News Wrap. I'm Paige Estritore, bringing you relevant industry updates on behalf of Financial Services Online. As escalating cyber threats continue to trouble businesses and individuals alike, insurance behemoth QBE has stepped up its commitment to cybersecurity. The firm has announced enhanced cybersecurity initiatives, effectively future-proofing their strategies. QBE Ventures will lend its financial support to initiatives making headway into the cyber landscape. During a recent event in Sydney, CEO Andrew Horton, as well as industry experts, considered the bigger picture and weighed the benefits of AI in bolstering resilience. Also discussed were regulatory complexities and QBE's homegrown policy, QCyber Protect. And indicative of a broader commitment, Sue Houghton, the CEO of QBE Australia Pacific, cemented QBE's dedication to being a crucial cybersecurity player. Refreshingly, QBE aims to simplify cyber risk management, thus making life easier for brokers and their clients alike. In other news, a report by Noble Oak has revealed an interesting trend. Life insurance coverage amongst Australians aged 30 to 60 is on the rise, currently at 60%. Comparatively, the number was 55% the previous year. Concerningly, however, many Australians appear to lack a true understanding of fully underwritten policies, despite placing a higher financial priority on life insurance. Noble Oak CEO Anthony Brown has thus stressed the need for proper education. Gaining a clear understanding of the benefits of these policies will contribute significantly to consumers' confidence in the claims experience. Solar system owners have cause for celebration. In a significant decision by the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, reimbursements for significant repair costs due to storm-related damages will now be awarded. The authority highlighted the need for collaboration and transparency between parties, which ultimately benefits policyholders. Lastly, the Australian Financial Complaints Authority has made a ruling on a contentious claim involving QBE and a company director. While the authority permitted a pause on the claim until the director furnishes additional information, it dismissed allegations of fraud by the insurer. The authority will enable QBE to reinstate the policy once crucial bank and phone records are received. And that concludes our weekly roundup of the most relevant industry news in Australia. I'm Paige Estritore, thankful for your time and trust. To learn more about securing your personal and business interests through insurance, visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au. Stay safe and well informed until our next update.